What if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restriction.
Thunder Country weather.
Good Saturday morning at Chillicothe, Montreville, University Park, and all of Southern Iowa. Your skies for the day will be mostly cloudy with a high of 37, with breezy winds throughout your day, dipping into the overnight with partly cloudy skies and a low of 16, with wind chill values as low as 5, bringing you to a mostly cloudy Sunday, the high of 30. Have a good weekend.
KIIC.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys.
Don't look, dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome in. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. We have crash landed, yes indeed, here at Bridgeview Center. And a week ago, there was wrestling mats down. And now, there's bulls in the arena. The Bull Riders of America are in town, and the finals down here at Bridgeview. I'm going to have the Bull Riders on here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about this big event that happens every year down here at Bridgeview, and the transformation of the Bridgeview Center, from what it can go from Bacon Town to wrestling mats to live performances, singers, comedians, and bulls and bull riders. And talk about athletes. Athletes are going to fill this arena tonight. Man, you got some tough dudes out here, including the athlete that is the bull. We'll talk with the Bull Riders of America, get some of the finalists on the show here this morning, and have some conversation about the sport of rodeo, the sport of bull riding here from Bridgeview. And it's a cowboy breakfast, and still time for you. Come down. You'll get to meet these bull riders. We're going to be here till 10:30. Serving breakfast, and I just had breakfast. I'm going to tell you, it's a buffet. It is fantastic. Truly worth your time to come down, meet some of these tremendous athletes. These are the best of the best right here in Bridgeview, and the 24 final contestants here in the arena. We'll meet some of them, as I said, a few moments ago. But come down and have breakfast with the cowboys and meet some of the bull riders. And you'll even be able to get close and personal to these bulls, who look a lot different. Well, their demeanor is much different right now than they will be when they have a bull strapped onto them, or a bull rider strapped onto them. Oh, what a night and what a week we had last night. The championships at Extreme Arena, and a very short night for this old broadcaster, and holding on to every ounce of my breath and my voice, because I spent the last 2 days up there covering Girl State Wrestling, and what a show they put on for all of us, and their own show now, the second year at Extreme Arena, and now two classes, a whole bunch of fun that we had, and great wrestling. Megan Black, a champion, stopping by and being a part of the coverage. Want to give a shout out to state champion Rihanna Utterback, penned her way to a championship and undefeated, and gets her third title for Sigourney Kyoto. Rihanna Utterback, state champion, 115 pounds. Miley Kirkpatrick of EBF, the Rocket. What a tournament she put on to get to the finals in her semifinal contest. One of the absolute dominating performances. The underdog going up against Bourne, who was undefeated. And she got the pin win, Miley Kirkpatrick getting to the finals and comes up just short. But, folks, it was a great tournament for her. The Rockets brought 8 wrestlers to the tournament. They're going home with some medals, and what a tournament they had for the Rockets. When we look at some of the finalists and some of the medal winners, I got to go back to Serenity Turner, who for Knoxville was able to get a pin win to secure a third place finish, one of the most difficult things to do in the entire tournament. And at 105 pounds, Serenity Turner, man, she was electrifying. Wasted no time in that third place finish at 105 pounds. The official blew the whistle, and I don't know if the whistle sound quit echoing throughout that arena before the mat was slapped and Serenity had pinned her opponent for a third place finish, and tremendous season for her. Lexa Nelson, a peak in, with a sixth place finish. Jordan Mason, Atomo the Bulldog, with a eighth place or a seventh place finish for Atomo. What a tremendous season that she had. One of the more thrilling matches. She, in her consolation final, she went into sudden victory and gave us all a tremendous treat, tremendous season for that young lady. She'll finish seventh at state. Georgia Smith, who maybe had one of the absolute best backside runs of the tournament, was on fire for the Rockets. She'll finish fourth at state. Also in there for EBF is Ella Ray, who finished eighth place at the tournament. And how about Delilah Subson of Ottumwa, sixth place finish for her. Tremendous run in the tournament. She, every contest that she was in, finished with a pin, either in her favor or against. But she was the pinning machine. And Delilah Subson of Ottumwa getting a sixth-place finish for the Bulldogs. A tremendous tournament, a whole bunch of fun, and we were so glad that most of you went along the ride with us. And a ride, indeed, is what we're going to have here this morning from Bridgeview. The Bulls are in the arena, and we're having breakfast, a cowboy breakfast. You'll want to come and join us. Come down and say hello, meet some of the Bull Riders, and we'll have some conversation with them here in a few moments. But before we do that, we want to talk some basketball. Big games last night in Knoxville in the South Central Conference, the final leg of the conference schedule. Then we're going to get to the postseason. We do know who the girls have. We'll talk with Coach Katie Dykes here in a few minutes about the games last night and the final weeks of the regular season, as we are in February. And that means it's time for the postseason. And we'll also have Coach Kevin Archer talk about last night's big ball game. A tremendous conference season that they put together, and the aspects and the prospects of the tournament. We'll start to know those opponents and the breakout here very shortly. But we will take a timeout. Come back to Bridgeview. The Bull Riders of America are in the house. Last week we were wrestling right here. Now there's over a foot of dirt and a couple of bulls in the an arena that's going to be full of bull riding fans and some of the toughest athletes you'll ever meet. That's a bull rider. When we come back, back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Are you a graduating high school or homeschooled senior, or do you know one? Don't miss the opportunity to apply for CBC scholarships. This year, CBC will award 4 $1,000 scholarships to students planning to pursue post-secondary education in any field of study, 1 $1,500 scholarship specifically for a student planning to attend an accredited electrical line worker program, climbing school, or training center, or major in electrical engineering. To learn more, visit cvrc.com.
Insulate your home and start saving on energy costs with Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. These panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used above and below ground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Say big on Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts. and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
Wrestling, bull riding, and Super Bowling on this very busy sports weekend. And we're going to talk some basketball. And here in a few minutes, we will talk some more bull riding down here at Bridgeview at the Bull Riders of America's the finals, and having a cowboy breakfast. Come on down until 10:30. We'll be down here meeting the cowboys, meeting the bull riders, and having some breakfast buffet. It is absolutely one of the best breakfast spreads you'll ever see. You'll want to come down and be a part of it. Right now, we want to talk some basketball. We're going to throw it back to the KIC studio where I got my good buddy, Coach Kevin Archer's on the other side of the phone. And Kevin, first of all, congratulations. A tremendous season you guys are putting together, and a really challenging game last night. Knoxville is going to get the conference title. You guys are right there in second place. But run us down the ball game last night and give us maybe a little story of the week that was.
Yeah, you know, disappointing night for us, but not in terms of not in terms of our effort or how we approached that game. You know, that's a team that came to our gym in early January and beat us by 28. You know, not to say that they were 28 points better than us that night. It was not, I don't know. I mean, I would say that they probably made sure they beat us by 28 that night. But we didn't compete the way that we wanted to. And that wasn't the outcome. That we were really, really disappointed. And, just came out last night and fought so hard. Took the undefeated 3A, third ranked team in 3A, four quarters, and had our chances. And we're right there, and they had three or four possessions where they hit some big shots. I think they hit four threes in a row. It's four straight possessions they hit threes, and really two of those threes were by guys that we would have preferred take them. Anyway, you know, just a gritty effort by our guys, and they, we were down 10 early in the first and fought and clawed our way back, took the lead in the third. I think we might have had the lead a couple times there in the second half, and a really good Knoxville team. I mean, you look at their starting five, and they have not had a starting five like that in my 24 years. I mean, I'm convinced, you know, the length and the athleticism that they have and the shot-making ability that they have is special. I haven't seen it from Knoxville since I've been here. But you talk about a group of guys that represent our community the right way. You know, you talk about you think about Albion, and you think about how hard people work, and you think about you know, just the attitude and the effort. That's what this team gives every night, and I you know, we're. This program's way past moral victories. I mean, it didn't feel good this morning. It didn't feel good in the locker room last night. But you know, you want to watch a group of guys that fight and play the right way and represent the community the way that it deserves to be represented. This is the group.
Well, your only two losses in conference come to that third-rated Knoxville team, and coach, that team's going to fight for a, you know, a legitimate shot for a state title. I think you have to throw yourself in that conversation as well. Now the confidence that you build from that, and again, I don't think this program is beyond moral victories, but you certainly a team that doesn't necessarily lack confidence, but you certainly would have got a little extra pep to your step when you come out of that gymnasium, knowing that you're just about a week away from getting into the postseason.
Right. Yep. And you know, to for them to do what they did to us here and for us to come out last night and fight like that, you know, I wouldn't have expected anything less. You know, I knew we were going to play a much better game, but man, you're not going to watch this group that I get to coach play and say, I wish they'd play harder, or I wish they'd, you know, it's never going to be an effort thing. Just such a hard-nosed group of guys that play together and just fight the entire game. So I'm proud of that, you know, as a coach. It was just a weird game last night, too, because it was up and down, and they kind of got into us, and we attacked. We attacked all night. We got in the paint all night against a long, lengthy team, and got good looks, and when we couldn't get shots in the paint, we kicked out for open shots on the perimeter, and just did a lot of really, really good things. You know, basketball's pretty simple sometimes. They knocked down a couple shots and some tough shots. They knocked down some shots, some really critical shots, and that won the game for them.
Coach, the brackets, waiting for those to be released. I certainly think that you guys have demonstrated you deserve to be a top seed in the brackets, and hopefully get the ability to host a round or two. When do we get those released?
It's supposed to be out the 10th, so it's supposed to be out Monday. I just don't know. I mean, I would be super surprised if we did not get a bye at 15-3. You know, like you said, two losses are to the number third ranked team in 3A, and our third loss is to 3A Newton. So I mean, we do not have bad losses.
Nope.
But we'll see. I don't know. I get frustrated a little bit with how the state treats Southern Iowa in terms of who they think we play, and maybe some of it's warranted, but I don't know. It's hard telling where we'll go. We've got really good teams all around us. You know, you got Grandview Christian to the north, who did everybody a favor and went up to 2A. Everybody's super happy about that. And then you got you got West Burlington to the east. They're super good. So we're gonna have to play somebody really good to go. You know, obviously we're gonna have to take care of business. We're gonna have some tough games before we play somebody like that. But this team isn't afraid of anybody. You know, I think it doesn't really matter where we go. We're gonna enter this thing with a lot of confidence.
All right, Coach, congratulations. You know, tremendous conference season, final week ahead of us, and then cannot wait to get to the postseason, buddy. It's going to be a great ride, and you have so much to be proud of. These kids have really fought. And one thing about it, man, they are competitors. They are going to go out and try to earn it.
Yep, I appreciate you having me on.
Coach Kevin Archer, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons. We'll take a quick timeout. We're going to be talking bull riding here from a week ago. There was wrestling mats down here. Today, about a foot and a half of dirt and some of the toughest bulls you're ever going to see, and the guys that go on them. You talk about athletes. Get ready, folks. We'll come back and talk some bull riding, but we'll also catch Coach Katie Dykes right for this timeout. You're listening to the Fastest Hour on all the radio. Buckle them up. You're on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
This is Natalie from MCG, your local internet provider. And I know what you're thinking, who likes their internet company? Well, that's where we're different. First and foremost, we're located right here in Iowa, which means local staff that lives in your community and truly cares about the service they are providing. This is why you won't be waiting around for someone to show up. We provide same-day support, and furthermore, we answer the phone when you call. You're not going to be waiting on hold or talking to a recording. Second, we offer internet that works when you need it. We have symmetrical upload and download, no data caps. You're not going to have to worry about having slow internet. Our goal is to earn your business and earn your trust. That's why we have no fine print, no hidden fees, and no introductory pricing. The price you see is what you pay. There are no surprises with MCG. So give us a try. I promise you'll love the benefits. It's what sets us apart. You can go to our website at mahaska.org and see videos of our customers who love our service. Then sign up today. It's truly that easy.
This Valentine's Day, we're giving your ride the love it deserves. At Albia Ford and Quick Lane Tire and Auto in Sheraton, they're offering a free tire rotation with every oil change. And buy two oil changes and get the third one free. And to sweeten the deal for any maker model, they'll even pick your car up for free and bring it back like new. And you won't even have to leave your couch. They'll beat any local advertised price with their certified mechanics. Albia Ford and Quick Lane Tire and Auto in Sheraton. Find them on Facebook or visit today.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back in, back into the Coach's Corner down here at Bridgeview, being transformed into a bull riding finals ring, and the best of the best are in the house, and we're going to talk some bull riding. And but right now, I want to talk some more pumpkin chunking, also known as basketball, to those wrestling fans of ours. State tournament last night, getting home about 1 o'clock and rolling in here to Bridgeview. I'm on my final fumes. But Coach Katie Dykes, man, you guys, you seem to have a full tank because the way these girls have been playing. Coach, you have to be a pretty darn proud coach. Another big win on the road to Knoxville last night.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great time. We have just a really solid group of kids and, you know, our senior leadership. And then from the top down, it just is, it's really fun. The kids have a great time on the court. You can tell, especially, you know, when the ball's going on the hoop. I think sometimes there's frustration when we're missing shots, kind of like we did at against Pleasantville. But for the most part, you know, they enjoy the game of basketball, and that's really what makes it and has made it such a great season.
Coach, we'll talk some offense, but the defense have really been, in my mind, the catalyst to your offense, and those turnovers that you guys create, turning into baskets that turn into turnovers that turn into baskets. That's really been your storyline. I think that's been the catalyst of this basketball team.
Yeah, you know, I think our defense really establishes our tempo for the game, and what happens is, you know, when we're putting that pressure on other teams, most of the time we're pushing them to a tempo that they're uncomfortable with. And I thought it showed really well in the Knoxville game last night that our press creates turnovers, not just in the backcourt, but also in the front court. We got some travels and some, you know, some bad passes out of Knoxville that I think if we just keep the press on and we trust the press, it really does help push our offense to be so much better, and it helps with our tempo. It helps us keep the game fast, which we like to play fast, but we like to play under control too. So, you know, there's a balance there. But I think sometimes when you feel like the ball is getting thrown over your head and, you know, it just feels like the press maybe isn't working, but Knoxville really showed us that even if it does get pushed ahead, there's still an opportunity for a steal just because we put that pressure and speed on the teams that we're playing.
Time to head coach Katie Dykes, head coach of the Albia Lady D, 16-4 on their season. Coach, the regular season conference is over. But you've got one more conference game in the first round of the playoffs. Davis County beating a team three times in 1 year, no easy task.
It isn't. It really isn't, you know. It's a tough seed to start, but you know it's a good one to help us. I think in the postseason to just get rolling. So if we can get a win against Davis County for a third time, I think that really will launch us and give us some confidence. You know, Davis County gave us a good game at their place, but I'm really glad we get to have them at our place again. I think we play really well. We shoot really well. We feed off the crowd really well at home, and so it's fun to get to bring a postseason game home again. We had one my first year coaching, actually, with Hannah Isley's group, and oddly enough, it was our third conference game against Clark. that we played in that postseason game. So hopefully we'll have a different turnout this time, because it's going to be challenging, because we, you know, the teams know the ins and outs. They know what we're doing, so they're going to prepare for, you know, our press and see what they can do to break it and get transition buckets. And we know what they do and the kind of chaos and the tempo that they like to run. And they're really good at pushing teams out of kind of their own game and creating this up-tempo kind of chaotic game that Davis County plays really well. So we will work on that quite a bit too. But we also have this game against Montezuma on Tuesday that we want to prepare for. So fortunately, we get this game as a tune-up. You know, playing a number six team in the state in Class 1A. This is going to really help us see what it's going to take for us to be successful in the postseason. And hopefully we can just build on that in practice after that Montezuma game.
Coach, a whole bunch of fun. You guys have, and I can tell that you're really enjoying it. I see it in the smile on your faces and the way the girls have been really playing free this year. You can just, it's a different step they have in their play.
Yeah, you know, they play looser too. When we're more ahead, I think they feel more comfortable. You know, that Pleasantville game was always uncomfortable, but I also think that, you know, when they play a team game, I thought it was one of our more complete team games against Knoxville last night. Just passing the ball and, you know, being unselfish and even just getting rebounds and steals. It was all a really collective effort. Addie Harrington went over 100 assists for us. I think she's probably the first player. Well, I know she's the first player to do that in Albia history because she broke Brooke Chapman's record from 1998. So that's a pretty big deal, you know, and then Liv Sheffield hit 17 for us. Lily DeMoss got 12. So, and then we had every player on our bench and every player on our team score last night in that varsity game. And I think that in and of itself shows a really just a solid team effort. And it was really fun.
Coach Katie Dykes, head coach of the Albia Lady D's, a tremendous season and the postseason on its way. 1 week from today, it'll be Davis County and Albia at home, but not before a big showdown on Tuesday night. Coach, congratulations and thanks for stopping by this morning, and go have a good weekend, but you will have to sleep fast because you will be off and running again next week.
Thanks, Jason.
We'll take a timeout. Are you ready? The Bull Riders are getting ready. The Bulls are getting warmed up in the arena. This Bridgeview that has been transformed once again to a bull ring. It's going to be full of champions. They're going to be crowning champions tonight. Last night we crowned champions on the state girls' mats. Tonight we'll be crowning champions here in the finals rings to the Bull Riders of America. When we come back to the Fast Hour on All America, we're going to talk some bull riding. Stay right here.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The BX Series is the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative is proud to announce that Anna C., their communications coordinator and executive assistant, has graduated from the 2024 Cooperative Leadership in Iowa program, also known as CLIP. CLIP is a prestigious year-long program designed for emerging leaders in the cooperative industry, providing participants with a comprehensive schedule of in-person, virtual, and on-demand training sessions, focusing on cultivating leadership skills and deepening the understanding of cooperative roles and responsibilities. CVEC congratulates Anna C. and all the graduates of the 2024 CLIP program.
I love Albia for our people, our small town values, and a caring, supportive community that truly looks after one another. Albia has those small town community values that we've all come to love, but also a group of progressive people that are making many more opportunities within the community for our young folks and adults.
Join the Albia team today at albiacsd.org.
Oh.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. Owned and operated by Aaron Conley, Dennis Conley, and Larry Price. Serving all of southern Iowa and northern Missouri. For years, two family-owned businesses have been serving this community, and now they're introducing their newest business. Offering roll-off dumpsters for construction, commercial, and residential. Whether it's small cleanup or a major project, they've got the right dumpster for the job. Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. The best price guaranteed.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Oh, my goodness. The thing that can make a grandpa come to life is his grandkids he hasn't seen all week because he's been in a broadcast booth broadcasting wrestling. Henry Lee and my beautiful Eden Rose Summers. They're going to have a cowboy breakfast here with us because we're meeting cowboys. Real cowboys, I mean, and athletes. I've been covering great athletes all week, speaking about great athletes here this morning, about the coaches on the basketball court. But you want to find elite athletes, you're going to find them in this arena here. And it's not just the bull riders. It's the bull fighters. It's the barrel guy. It's the bulls. Man, these are performance athletes and the guy that spews the bull in the corner. We're going to talk to them all. But right now I want to talk with John Young, the director of the Bull Riders of America. John, this is a big event, and you know, and a sports program that likes to talk about great athletes, you're around them all the time.
Yeah, this is what I consider the greatest sport on dirt. That we've been coming to the Bridgie Center for 14 years now. We absolutely love it here. It's a great event, lots of money, great riders, great bucking bulls. We love the animal athletes just as much, and great fans. We love Bridgie Center in Ottumwa, Iowa.
Well, man, you know, one thing doing wrestling the last couple of days, you know, it's your family, right? Wrestling is a family. And what I found coming down here and hanging out with you guys in the past is, man, you guys live this tough life together. You endure the suck together, and you become a tight family.
Yeah.
Competitors, but yeah, tight family.
Yeah, we're competitors, but, you know, and we are. We're fierce competitors, but at the same time, we also have each other's back, you know, for examples like last night. You know, a couple guys got banged up, and you'll see 5 to 10 guys out there helping them out. And then also, you know, a guy breaks down, you know, because we travel a lot. You know, and there's somebody coming up, they'll jump in with them. It's a family, and that's what we love about
sports. Well, and I think the last time I was down here, man, you it's glamour. I don't know if it's necessarily the glamorous life, right? But it is the life. Hey, I have got breakfast for you. My granddaughter, they're already ready for you for breakfast. Okay, I'm giving directions to my grandkids. By the way, guys, being a dad is great. Being a grandpa is greater, and it trumps everything else I do in the world. And so they were excited. I wanted my grandkids. I hadn't seen them for a few days because I've been doing a broadcasting out of town, and they wanted to come down and hang out with you. You know,
yeah, awesome.
And meet the heroes in the ring, and
yeah.
Family. You know, last time I was down here, you guys, the glamorous life. You know, you're oftentimes living not necessarily in hotel rooms. You're living out of the back of trucks and truck campers, and earning your way through this toughness.
Yeah. And like I said, it's all about family with us. I can call any of these guys sitting at this table or anybody. If I'm broke down somewhere and say, "Hey, Jacob, I'm broke down in Arkansas," he's like, "Well, I'm not there, but I'll send a guy," or I'll, you know, and so that it takes a.
And there's no direct path in Arkansas right now. I'm gonna tell you right now, brother. There's no flat roads in Arkansas.
Yep. But we do. We love the family aspect of it. You know, because we are all family here, and like I said, we can call each other anytime, and we're competing against each other. But at the end of the day, we're friends, we're family, and that's what we love about the sport.
So those who maybe just vicariously, they every once in a while see some guy on a bull, and they don't get to see him long. You know, some of the wrestling matches I saw this week weren't 8 seconds either, but they don't get to see him long, and so they, you know, they haven't been up close and personal. And that's one thing about this place with these finals. You're having finals, and man, you'll be able to know what the bull ate for breakfast this morning because they're up close and personal. I mean, this is a chance for people to really get a feel of the highest level of bull riding.
Yeah, so it's great with these breakfasts every morning here. So we have bulls in the arena. They're getting breakfast before we are. And then at the same time, you know, they get to see what a bull looks like up close because they're way bigger in person. You can see them on TV and they don't look as big, but that red bull we're looking at, he's 1750. I mean, that's a big bucking bull right there. And then so we get to do that. And then like last night we had family night. So we get to bring, we have a kids rodeo. They get to come hang out with the bull riders, the bullfighters, the clowns, everybody. They got to sit on Otis. Otis was a brand new addition this year. So they can take a picture on Otis. He's a little Bramer bull. We have a shoot made for him. Then we have our VIP tour, so they get to go hang out. And I suggest get a VIP ticket next year because they get to go see the locker room where the bull riders get to ready and really see them in their natural state, and it's fun back there. But they also get to go see the bucking bulls up close.
Yeah, you won't come away disappointed. Again, tonight the big show. This is the finals. A lot on the line tonight for the athletes.
Yeah, lots of like I said, roughly. I think we're just shy of 20,000 added here with everything. And so these guys are riding for a lot of money. And, you know, and these are the best guys in the Midwest. So it's a great show. Like I said, there's going to be lots of great rides and lots of cool wrecks at the same time.
Now, what time do we get this show started tonight?
Yeah, so 7:30. That's when we're going to start. We'll start with our intros and things at 7:30. And so come early, and because Saturday night it's going to be full. It's going to be close to sold out, if not sold out. And, we're going to start right at 7:30. So be here.
Well, we're going to take a real quick time out because, you know, what we have to do because it takes a lot of these banners around this to make this thing come to life. We're going to take a quick time out and come back. And I want Seb Jacob over here. Jacob, kind of, that noise in the back, you know, he's the fire he's the spark to the fire, right? Yeah. Get this whole thing started. Want to meet some of your athletes. I want you to tell us about the guys in the ring. Can we do that?
Yeah, of course.
All righty. We're going to take a time out, come back. We're talking rodeo. Not just any row. We're talking bull riders, the toughest of the toughest. These are athletes, including the bull. We'll talk about the bull when we get back here. And talk some bull. We're coming back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. Buckle them up. You're on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Are you a graduating high school or homeschooled senior, or do you know one? Don't miss the opportunity to apply for CVC scholarships. This year, CVC will award four $1,000 scholarships to students planning to pursue post-secondary education in any field of study, one $1,500 scholarship specifically for a student planning to attend an accredited electrical line worker program, climbing school, or training center, or major in electrical engineering. To learn more, visit cvrc.com.
Insulate your home and start saving on energy costs with Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. These panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used above and below ground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Say big on Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Hi, this is Natalie from MCG, your local internet provider. And I know what you're thinking, who likes their internet company? Well, that's where we're different. First and foremost, we're located right here in Iowa, which means local staff that lives in your community and truly cares about the service they are providing. This is why you won't be waiting around for someone to show up. We provide same-day support, and furthermore, we answer the phone when you call. You're not going to be waiting on hold or talking to a recording. Second, we offer internet that works when you need it. We have symmetrical upload and download, no data caps. You're not going to have to worry about having slow internet. Our goal is to earn your business and earn your trust. That's why we have no fine print, no hidden fees, and no introductory pricing. The price you see is what you pay. There are no surprises with MCG. So give us a try. I promise you'll love the benefits. It's what sets us apart. You can go to our website at mahaska.org and see videos of our customers who love our service. Then sign up today. It's truly that easy.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. We have crash landed down here at Bridgeview, the transformation of Bridgeview, the multiple faces of Bridgeview. And this morning, transformed into a finals ring and not a wrestling mat. We're talking bull riding. The toughest guys around, some of the greatest athletes you're ever going to find. And John Young, Director of Bull Riders of America, BOA. By the way, guys, I love your... I'm not leaving here today without one of those coats. I don't know which one I can take it from you. Tyler Pettigrew looks pretty tough, but I'm going to tell you right now, if I can run fast, I can run like a deer. Finals. This is a big time, man. This is it, and the BOA is it.
Yeah, this is everything these guys have worked for all year round. So we have four rounds here, and so these guys are getting on four head of the best bulls we can find in the Midwest and the best riders in the Midwest. So we're excited, and like I said, it's going to be an awesome event.
This is full fledged entertainment. You can go watch some MMA. I love the extremes life, like wrestling and boxing and MMA. But, man, sometimes it can grow dull and stale. You know, you're waiting for the next. But there is no downtime. You know, it's full-fledged entertainment. Part of the guy that does that is the guy over here to the left of you.
Yeah, so our in-house announcer is Jacob Wallace, and we're going to let you ask him some questions.
He's got the voice. And the worst thing is that if everybody hears his voice, they'll want me off the air. So, Jacob, can you take it down a notch?
I will do my best, but suave is not my repertoire.
Listen to that. He's got that tang that brings life. Your job is to make sure that this is going. There's no downtime, and the fans are entertained.
Yes, sir. Exactly. So, I have actually a really big role. So, the previous 4 years prior to this, I came in as the music director. I was the guy that just played all the tunes and rock and roll. The previous announcer, he's gone on to some other things, and I was very blessed to be selected to announce this year's finals. So, on top of announcing, I run the music. I work with my partner, Tyler Pettigrew. He's our in-house entertainer.
I was going to try to take his jacket. He looks tough, though.
He looks like he's been a scrapper, too. Yeah. He's got that gap in between his teeth like he's been a boxer one time in his life. So, he's great to work with, one of my best friends in the world. But, yes, so my job is... It's simple, but it's complicated at the same time. So we have to pay the bills like you do. Yep. Talk about the sponsors, because without their support, we'd just be kids that are out here playing in the dirt. You know, honestly, they're the ones that bring this event really together, because they put over $20,000 in added prize money to bring these bull riders here. And last night we rode in round number one. We rode, 13 bulls. In round one, 12 or 13 bulls in round number one. We haven't done that in the 5 years that I've been here.
Wow.
And then in round two, we kind of beat the guys up that next level of bucking bulls, and I advertise that round two we're going to bring some more heat. Like, the bulls are going to get better. These guys are going to probably be seeing the bigger scores, the higher 80s and stuff.
Yep.
And they rode four in the second round, so, you do the math, 12 plus four, that's a lot of bulls one night.
Yeah, that's a lot of bulls and a lot of bull coming out of your corner. But you're going to help me understand all the aspects, because there's a lot of athletes going on in this event. You and the linguistic gymnastic you do in the corner, and the entertainers that are also. We'll get to the bull riders. They're headliners, no doubt about it, but there's a whole bunch of athletes surrounding them.
Oh, yeah. If it wasn't for the bullfighters, you know, protecting the guys, keeping them safe from harm, the bovine athletes from our stock contractors. So I always say I have the best job in the world because I get to be educational and informative. I get to talk about the Cowboys, how good they've done. Talk about the Bulls, how well they've done. Because who knows, out of all the people that will be paying a ticket to come watch last night's event and tonight's here on Saturday, how many of them, this is their very first event.
Right.
They've never seen this. They literally heard or got dragged by a friend, you know, bought a ticket online. We're just going to go experience it. So I get to really kind of paint the picture. Put the person that's in the seats tonight as if they're in the middle of the bull.
Right.
And a lot of these guys, you know, they have wives, they have kids, they have families, you know. They've accomplished great things. Like, they've gone and won at Denver, Colorado, at a big PRCA roadie. They've made the Great Lakes Circuit Finals. They've the gentleman that's winning this Association of Bull Riders of America, he's the only four-time Bull Riders of America champion.
Four-timer!
Yeah, he's the only guy in the history of the BOA to win it four times, and he's number one by about $5,000 of winning his fifth title. That's big time when you think about
it. That's some toast in the yolk. We had some toast in the yolk this morning, by the way. That is
delicious
stuff, right? Hey, tell us a little bit about some of the guys got around here and the different athletes that we're gonna talk about. Can I get John? Can I have you share your headset over here with? Yeah, let's see if we can make this guy next to you, because we're gonna talk about bull. We'll have the bull rider on in a second, but tell me a little bit about the bullfighter.
So, a long time ago, I used to try to ride bulls. Found out I was better talking about them than I ever was going to be riding them. But with this guy to my right, with him and all the other guys that are protecting the bullfighters, I would consider probably trying to get on a bull again. These guys are pretty special as protection specialists. But I have Mason Sheldon to my right. He's from Sydney, Iowa. This is his fourth time to be selected to protect the top 25 bull riders in the BOA.
Ooh. But, you know, when you put it that way, I mean, you're the Brinks truck. You're keeping that money safe, right? That's a pretty scary proposition because you're the competition you're up against to keep them safe from. They're about 1,700 pounds bigger than you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. I was going to say, where do you get the guts? But there's something else I'd say. Where do you get to end there with that machine that is all muscle?
Oh, I don't know. I've always wanted to be an athlete my whole life, and you know it's a lot of physically demanding stuff here when you got to work out and you're going to get banged up a little bit. But it makes it a lot easier when, you know, I got a good friendship with all these bull riders. So it's
that's an extra level of another anvil thrown on the other shoulder, right?
Yep.
Because you care about them, right?
Yep.
You love them and you want to keep them safe. But you got the best of the best in that ring. That, you know, that's money that you're protecting there as well, right?
Yes, sir. And then all these bull riders that are getting on, I mean, you know, this is the best of the best here. And, you know, they're all going to try as hard as they can every time. And they're liable to all hit the ground hard sleeping or something, you know. So you got to really go in there just with the same mentality as they are getting on.
Hitting the ground, sleeping, that's the way I felt this morning. But I don't think theirs was by choice. I think you meant that literally.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I mean, the kid last night, he come off the back end of a bull, landed on his shoulder, and almost went out, almost knocked himself out, and he got on a bull 30 minutes later again and about rode the second one. So, the toughness is definitely instilled in.
Yeah, that was quite the experience watching that.
This is TUFF tough. We'll throw an RXRF in there, but these dudes are tough. So, how'd you catch the bug? Because man, you got to be either exceptionally tough or exceptionally insane, or maybe both.
I've grew up with rodeo in my life, and I tried to ride bulls when I was younger, and I just honestly could not get it figured out. And so I went to a bullfighting school, and I grew up right here next to Chad Smith and Vicky Smith's house where they have all the bulls and stuff at. And I had a great opportunity. We had buck bulls all the time, so I got around a bunch of them when I was younger, and it just kept coming to them, and been going 9 years now, and we get a lot of bulls every summer.
Sydney, Iowa, right?
Yes, sir.
Home, all right. Mason, man, we could talk all day, buddy.
Yeah.
I think if I'll come around tonight and you can keep me entertained, all right? Will keep us entertained.
Yeah, and we'll get your grandkids on that on Otis tonight.
Well, we're all right. My grandkids are here. Can we meet one of the bull riders?
Yeah, here he is.
All right, let's throw the headset on him really quick. All right, young man. And by the way, I don't have to guess your age because I'm going to say young because there ain't nobody in the right mind that's 55 years of age like me that can't drive 55. Man, I can go pedal a bike and do an Ironman for 13 hours, and it seems like nothing compared to the 8 seconds you got to try to pull off in this ring.
Right. Yeah, it can wear you out fast for sure. It takes a lot out of you in a short amount of time.
This is not an old man's sport.
No. I'm 25, and I feel older every day for sure.
Well, we don't even know your name, so tell the world, because, by the way, right now, all around the world, they're listening into your voice, and for the first time, they'll get to hear the voice of the guy that's on that bull trying to pull off 8 seconds.
I'm Quincy McDonald. I believe this is my fifth time.
Fifth time?
To the BOA finals.
Well, 25 and number five and the finals. Buddy, this is elite riding right here.
Right. Yeah, I missed a year in between somewhere with a broken leg, but other than that, I think I've been here about every year.
When you get in that chute, what's the process for you? Do you have a noodle loop? Do you have a step-by process when you get in that chute and ready to go?
Yeah, you just go through the steps, trust the process. You know, you got good guys like Mason Sheldon out there and Cord Eagleburger protecting you, so it's a little easier knowing you're safe, and just let it hang, go out there and do your thing.
Well, we're going to get to see you do your thing tonight. Are you excited?
Yes, sir. Two more tonight. Should be good.
I cannot wait to watch you ride, young man. It's going to be a heck of a time. And hey, thanks for getting in there and entertaining us.
Absolutely.
All right, who's the guy next to you?
Right here we have our clown, our entertainer, Mr. Tyler Pettigrew.
Tyler, he was not kidding. You did have Tyler's got a goalpost going on here, man. Tell me the story that you did, how you lost that, because there's got to be a story behind it. That's the best smile I've got in a million years, right here. This is an Elon Musk smile. That's a $1 billion smile.
It's
right
not
there.
Really that good of a story.
Don't tell me it was eating a piece of candy or something. I want to know about the bull that you saved.
It wasn't
from.
A bull. It was a parking curb.
This is the life of a clown, man. You think a bull riding is tough, you'd be a clown for a while.
Yeah.
It's a good job for him. He fits the title.
Well, you know, there's no clown around in there because it is business.
Yeah, 100% it's business. Entertaining bull riding fans is my job, and I take my job very serious. You know, and the bull riders, like Quincy can tell you, when the crowd's into it and the energy's there, I mean, there's just a little bit more that makes you want to stay on that bull when they're on their feet screaming and cheering. And the bulls buck harder and the guys try when the crowd brings the energy.
The bulls buck harder?
Yeah.
Really?
When
oh, my gosh.
When there's a full house screaming on their feet, then the bulls are jumping.
They're going.
They're kicking. And, you know, the cowboys are riding. And, I mean, when it's a packed house, you know, Quincy can tell you, you don't want to go out there and fall off right in front of all of them.
Not in front of all of them, Quincy.
No.
All right. What would you tell a grandpa of a two-year-old that looks at you guys and says, I want to be like them?
I would say encourage them to do it. It's a great life. You learn a lot of great lessons that really can't be taught anywhere else through anything else. And it's a great experience. I've never regretted any of it.
Well, looking forward to seeing you guys tonight. Jacob, you're going to be keeping us entertained tonight in the corner. People got to come out and see this, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. We're going to do our best to provide the entertainment, of course. We'll roll the doors up 6 o'clock, let everybody come in here and start getting their popcorn, hot dogs, and good seats that they paid for, of course. And we've got adult beverages for anybody that's over 21 years of age, of course. Not that we're condoning that, but if you're over the age of 21, there are adult beverages here. And then right about 7:27, we're going to kick the lights out, and there's going to be fire, pyrotechnics, loud percussions. We're going to
show, baby.
We're going to have a good time.
It's a show, and get down here and see the show. All right, will you guys hang around a little bit so I can get my grandkids over here, and we'll introduce them to Bull.
Of course.
All right.
For sure.
We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. I'm going to check in with Scott Bridges real quick. The Transfer Nation is Bridgeview. Bull riding tonight. You have got to be here, folks. I'm going to tell you, yeah, you see the little pictures of them, you watch little clips on ESPN, but man, when you get up there and you can put the hand out and smell and feel the breath of those bulls, you know this thing comes to L-I-F-E life. We'll be back to the Fast Hour and All Radio. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
I love Albie for our people. Our small-town values, and a caring, supportive community that truly looks after one another. Albie has those small-town community values that we've all come to love, but also a group of progressive people that are making many more opportunities within the community for our young folks and adults.
Join the Albie team today at albiacsd.org.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Ringside at Bridgeview. How about that? Last week I was Matt's side. I was being Jacob. We're bringing the pyrotechs and lighting this place up, and it was a thrilling Saturday night last week. Scott Bridges here. Scott, the executive director of this amazing place, Little Hidden Gym here in Southern Iowa. You guys, man, you guys changed this place around so quickly, from wrestling to entertainers to bull riding.
It is. It's amazing to see what happens in a week. And actually, really, to be honest, like in about 24 hours.
Well, we're taking the mats out, and you guys are bringing dirt in. How did you bring all this dirt in?
About 75, at least 75 to 100 dump truck loads of dirt.
And you keep it out here under the bridges. I wonder where those big piles of dirt come from.
Yep. Stays underneath the bridge all year long. Actually, ironically, it works into a great deal because, you know, it keeps a lot of the rain off of it, snow in the wintertime, ice, you know, all that stuff off. So
the bridges protect the dirt that to go in the bridge view.
Exactly. It's a perfect scenario, perfect setup.
Oh, man, and this has been home for the BOA for a while, the finals. This is a big night.
It is. 14th year of doing that right here in Atumba.
Can't believe it.
No, we love these, and we love these guys. You know, they are so great to work with. It's one of our favorite events, and to be able to do this 14 years in a row, we're excited. We'll start our contract negotiations to get another 5-year deal done and keep bringing them back here.
Well, why say no when yes feels so good, Scott?
Exactly. And, you know, truly, it's just one of our favorite events to present, not only for us to work, but also to present to the community, to see all the families coming out, having a great time. It's just a good all-around family show.
Hey, breakfast this morning, Cowboy Breakfast. Was that not fantastic?
It was awesome.
I had
my breakfast. I am full.
The executive chef down here, you guys, I'm going to tell you, you guys have the finest of fine dining.
So thank you. And we do a brand new executive chef. I've known him for years. He's back on round two. He's with us about 9 years ago. Wanted to come back, kind of missed the events business, all the action and excitement of what we do here, you know, weekend in and weekend out. So we're excited to have Adam Hunt is our chef. Excited to have him back.
All right. We're ready. Scott, hey, great job out of your crew and getting...
Thank you. And for all those listening, please come out and join us. Come see what all this is about. Jason's been doing a great job. And we got one of the best announcers in the business here
tonight.
Oh,
Jacob Wallace is going to do it. Jacob, one last tease before we go.
Come and see us tonight at the Bridgeview Center, 7:30 sharp. We're going to kick the lights and light the fires and the tires, and it's going to be a good time. It's Saturday night. We're going to crown the Bull Riders American Champions tonight in the Bridgeview Center. Come and see us.
All right, he just took my contract, doggone it. All right, the fastest hour on all the radio about to tap out. And this is Jay Summers from Bridgeview in Atumwa saying so long and have a great Saturday. Now I get to be with my grandkids, and we're going to meet some bulls and bull riders. You've been listening to Coach Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
The only all-